Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com! Yeah, JB's live in Wilmington, North Carolina. Well, we're alive. I don't know that the show is live. It'll go up right after we finish recording it, probably, but we feel live, you know?
Live adjacent.
No video show today.
Mm-mm.
Because of classic Wilmington, right?
Right.
Am I right here?
You're right.
Some form of internet issue down at White James's. Couldn't risk it.
Yeah.
Big day today.
Mm-hmm.
We're launching Hard AF Seltzer all over the East Coast of Wilmington, North Carolina, and surrounding areas. I think this will stretch us down from the Outer Banks all the way down here. Isn't that nice?
It's amazing. Every single person in this state is excited. Do you know what I mean?
Are they?
Yeah.
Have they stopped
you
in the streets?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could feel it.
Smell it. You smell it a little bit out here.
You could win free brunch for a month.
That's right.
If you tag someone.
At
that you're
brunches
bringing.
Tonight. Yeah. Yeah.
Go on the Facebook.
Join us. We're at brunches here because this episode's going out immediately after we record this. 5 to 9 o'clock tonight. Free Hard AF Seltzer. Free food at brunches. 6800 Barker Farms Road. Let's go, baby. Down there by the Mayfair. Looking forward to it. In the meantime, Jabes, you missed a lot this week.
Did I?
Sure did. Will Smith is gay.
I mean,
he was having aggressive sex. It was murder in the room. Murder in the room. And that happened. We talked about it on Drinking Bros, and we were like, I wonder what's going to shake out here, because if that didn't happen, they could definitely sue right now for all the things. And then partially I was like, well, there's also discovery, so who knows what's on those text messages and everything else. We'll start there. Are you shocked by that?
I thought it was kind of an open secret.
I wasn't like sure what they were, though. Like
if it came out about Tom Cruise, we'd be like, yeah. It's a Scientology sort of thing that it seems like they're very good at keeping your secrets as long as you're compliant.
Sure.
Right? Just like any cult.
Yeah. Yeah.
So no, nothing really shocks me about them. The only thing that's shocking is this guy turning. But I think he feels at this point they wouldn't sue for that exact reason, right? Because then everything comes out.
Uh-huh.
So when you know that people have stuff they don't want out, you can kind of say whatever you want about them.
Sort of. Now, obviously, I'm sure if he was his assistant for 40 years, which has been reported, Brother Bilal, which is a fun name, that there would be some form of NDAs when you start those jobs and everything else. Now, after everything that's happened, if they are splitting up or who the fuck knows is going to happen with this couple.
No, they're together.
I for now, right? The book bombed. I don't think she's got a choice but to go back to homeboy at this point. Like,
well, she said in interviews exactly what I said, which right. is we're still together.
Yep.
And I said that this book was basically her way of trying to erase, with lies, but trying to erase the past, what, 8 years?
Uh-huh.
By saying that.
Sure.
And then when people are like, oh, are you divorcing? Are you still? No, we're together. We have gotten back together and we've already worked through this. I'm just telling you the period that we went through. And that's when people were like, oh, well, fuck, dude.
Right.
What is this?
I don't really know. To me at this point, like, that relationship is so fucked. If they were to stay together, nobody believes you, cares, like all of it. Like, to me, I don't really give a shit about seeing him in movies or anything anymore. Her, she's dead to me. I don't, like, worthless. She's always been just kind of a worthless human being to me.
Right.
So I'm all good with that. But then it seems to be a trend for everybody else to come out and do shit too. So the next day, I don't know if you heard this, last night, it was Usher. So somebody else came out and said Usher was gay and fucked somebody else and did this other, and I'm like, holy shit, dude. Black Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what penal sex sounds like.
Do
right
you
there.
Love my Usher, everyone?
Big fan of that.
They're not. You don't think they're saying, like, please stop doing that?
I want them to lower you from the stadium roof at Allegiant Field and
say that Usher is coming
in Los Angeles. Well, he's doing the Super Bowl this year,
right?
And then it's just you hanging on strings awkwardly.
And then you go,
yeah.
You have to say it while I'm doing it.
And you make the whole stadium do it. 120 million people watching.
And by the way, that, like, if everyone got into it and did it kind of like around, you know, round, row your boat situation.
Sure.
It would really be better than the actual song, I think.
I think it'd be better than the song. I think it'd be the greatest halftime show in Super Bowl history. I think all of it
would
be amazing.
But I don't want to be hanging like Pink. Do you know what I mean? I want to be uncomfortably almost like a puppet hanging.
Right.
Yeah. Like different
levels. Yeah.
This is hard because this should be a video show because I'm doing what.
Yeah.
How I would be hanging. E-oh-oh-ee.
Yeah.
E-oh-oh-ee.
Yeah. Picture a scarecrow. Like, her arms were folded like a scarecrow.
Yeah.
Out in the middle of a cornfield.
And that's
kind of where we are with that. And yes, this should be a video show because if you could see that, you would love it. But I'm not sure why all of this is coming out right now. All of it's strange. I don't know what to think, to be honest with you. Like, the Will Smith thing was kind of shocking to me, where it was like, all right, dude, I just assumed he was a normal straight dude and maybe he was banging other chicks. The open relationship thing I'd heard about, and I thought, all right, cool, man. The Margot Robbie thing I'd heard for years, it's fine. The gay thing, total shocker to me. Usher, kind of shocking. Like, he used to have sex with everybody. He's got herpes, for Christ's sakes.
I know. Are we going back to, like, homophobic times where it's like a bad thing? Do you know what I mean? Where you're like, he's gay, and it's like,
not at all.
It doesn't matter.
No, right? It like, sure doesn't. I think main issue with the two of them in particular is they had built their careers on being like ladies' men and shit like that, right?
So did Ricky Martin.
Well,
so did fucking. Do you know what I mean?
We all knew about Ricky Martin, you know.
Yeah, but like, when he came out, it wasn't like, did you know?
Oh, like, yeah, he did the whole thing. Remember on People Magazine and all the shit? And it was just like, oh, Ricky? Yeah, we knew about Ricky.
Decades after his career's over, he's like, all right, I finally have the bravery.
Yep, here's my truth.
I can't lose anything.
I'm gay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Ricky.
Ricky.
No, Ricky.
Why?
No.
Why? And then, you know, as we roll along here, the stories just keep getting weirder and weirder. And I love all this shit, which is why we do this show. It's just, it's just fucking rad.
Also, outing people, it's like we're going back in time, honestly.
Uh-huh.
Like, outing people is such a fucked up thing to do, right?
It is.
And I thought we got to a place where we're just like, hey, man. Right?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
We're good.
Well, the next one is one we talked about here a couple weeks ago, and it's Justin Timberlake. Now, last night, and I know you missed it, obviously, you were invited, but it's because we were here, they had the Trolls 2 premiere. Yeah, I know you were looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's his first outing since the Britney memoir. And he is with Bealster. He is with Jessica Biel there. And they're smiling, having a good time on the red carpet and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
And it's the first time that he's been able to show his face since that. You know, with that, look, the book did very well. Sold a gajillion copies and everything else. But I also don't hear anyone talking about it or anybody really caring anymore at this point. Very strange to me. For a book that has done that kind of numbers, usually you're like, oh, but meh, it just kind of blew over.
Because it's just more of what we've always been doing, which is speculating without Britney being a part of it. So if she could do press and stuff, yeah, I think we would be talking about it. But since it's the same thing as her talking on Instagram, which is, I'm going to put this out, and then you guys are all going to speculate, and I'm going to have to leave it at that, right?
Right.
So I think that's kind of why, because you can't really do more than like show a couple or play a couple excerpts, right? And then kind of talk about it. But she's doing crazier stuff on her Instagram. So moving on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I don't know.
So I don't think anybody really cares about this.
And there wasn't any real bombshells to talk about besides the abortion thing.
Right.
And there's such clearly formed thoughts in that book that we also kind of know it's not her.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So look, I think we're just kind of, I think we've closed, I mean,
the door,
pun Britney. Intended, close the book on that. Yeah. Now we're like, look, okay,
I said door,
you said your
said
stuff
book.
You said your stuff, cool, I guess you're okay. Godspeed.
Yeah, Godspeed. Godspeed there, and we've all kind of moved on. Whereas Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, God, these fucking people just can't move on.
What's happening now, my
all
God?
All right. So apparently, Page Six is saying that they accused the Sussexes. Are we still calling them that, or I thought that was done?
I know. I don't know. I thought they got that taken away.
Same here.
They got titles taken away as far as like Prince and Prince. No.
Okay. But
are they
I guess
Harry or
so
Prince?
They called to talk to King Charles this week to wish him a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then they called the press right afterwards and said, hey, here's every single thing that went down in the conversation.
No way,
yep.
Dude.
Including the fact that Meg herself actually hopped on the call. And that her and Harry's kids were in on the mix as well. And they called to wish him a happy 75th birthday. And it was viewed as a step in the right direction. Great. But now they're leaking the phone call here. So they're telling everybody what happened.
Who is?
The fucking Harry and Meghan.
It's the press, dude.
Harry
We've
and Meghan.
Seen, no. The press over there taps phone calls, has sources. I don't know. Was it them?
It's got to be. What do you care? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's them. It's just they can't. These fuckers can't go 2 weeks without just doing something where you're like, oh, has it been 2 weeks? Is anybody talking about it? It's great. Let's do something. Is there a birthday? Is there a fucking thing? Can we just call and then call somebody else and tell them all the stories? Get them all the deets?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at with these fucking people. And I'm like, God damn, man. Is there anything left for you guys? Like, can you just go away? Just go to an island somewhere. You ever looked it up?
What?
You ever been bored on Zillow and just looked up, like, the price of living on an island, what it's like?
No. I think when I was in Belize, I was, like, looking at places.
Really?
Very cheap. Yeah, very cheap. And what was on the sand?
Yeah, yeah.
You know
what was the hopes and dreams behind it? How old were you?
20s.
Okay.
And I like could have bought with like bartending cash,
like a $30,000 house. Yeah. I've
even
always
less
heard
than
that rumor,
that, kind of. But yeah. At the time,
I've always heard that rumor, and I didn't know. We had another friend of ours
now
that
listen.
Went down there and did it. He was on the show. Fuck, I won't out him. But so they did it, and they ended up staying for like 2 years down there.
Yep.
But there was, you can tell me if I'm incorrect on this, but he said like there wasn't paved roads.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like
yeah.
The water sitch wasn't great or something like that. And
There's not a lot of building codes or inspect, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you can kind of just... You can either build a house out of just like mud and bricks, or you can kind of use some construction knowledge and build a house, or like a gringo comes in and, you know, so it's really a mixed bag. And I don't even think that you would have like an inspection and appraisal. You know what I mean? It would be like, do you want to buy this for this much cash? And then that's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
that's how it felt.
It's strange. He ended up living there for 2 years with his wife out of a van, and they had a newborn. I mean, they lived on their plot of land out of this fucking van, and there's a ton of pictures of it on social media and everything else. And that went on for a while, and then you ever not just see somebody on Instagram and you're like, oh, what the fuck happened there?
Mm-hmm.
We just stopped posting. So I'd ask another friend of ours. It was like, hey, what happened to so and so? And he's like, man. After like 2 years, like it all seemed great, and he was writing, and they were a hippie couple and a hippie baby running around the beach, and it was just like, you know, there's not anything to do here or a lot of stuff.
Yes,
food wise it's dicey, water wise it's dicey, and then you live on this plot of land and everything else.
The only
and...
good thing is they speak English there, right? So you
okay?
So you kind of are going through like when I backpacked down, you're going through like Spanish speaking, and then you finally are like, oh shit! So it's almost like you come to a paradise and everyone's speaking English, and you're by the beach, and you're like, oh shit! But you still have the same food, and you know,
right.
So I think that's why most people go like, oh, I could do it here. Uh-huh. Everything's in English, right?
Yeah. Well, and here's where I'm going with this. So with Harry and Meghan, they don't have to do shit like that. Mm-hmm. We've all had that fantasy. They could absolutely do it, right? So I looked up Dave Portnoy. Just bought the most from Barstool Sports. Bought the most expensive house in all of Nantucket.
Mm-hmm.
He was like $42 million in this house, right? Mm-hmm. And he was posting pictures of it and everything else, and it looks rad, right? But it didn't appear as if he stayed there long, where it was just like, oh, we were there for like 2 weeks and then finally got back to the city, because there's nothing else to do. And I think with as far as these two fucks, going away, our fantasies them to go away to some island and just live and leave everybody alone. They don't have anything to do at that age. Like, what do you occupy your time with and everything else? And like,
look, I've always said too, like, if you want to not be seen, it is possible.
Easily possible.
Now, is it possible in New York? Is it possible in Montecito? No. Is it possible maybe somewhere in like Missouri? Yeah. If you really, really wanted to, if you really, really didn't want people to talk about you and look at you, whatever, it's possible.
Yeah.
But these people don't want to do it. They're like coming out of the Ivy like, why?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or
Mr. Chow
now or whatever it is. So it's like, it is very possible. And we know those people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Steve's on. Where are you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Montana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Things like that. Like, if you don't want to be seen, Britney Spears, Nobody sees her out, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's possible. It's possible.
It's totally true. I just, they'll never do it. And the places are out there and they're available and you can absolutely do it and all that other shit.
Yeah.
Having seen it and been to a couple of these places, especially one of the ones here in North Carolina where we're shooting out of, you're like, oh, what would you do with your time in your, you know, 30s, 40s, all that other shit? You know, it's kind of like a retirement wish at that point. So they're not going anywhere. They're going to be in our fucking faces the rest of our lives until they crash into a tunnel and like, a limo. Like Lady Di.
But with like mindless news, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, they remind me of the Tariq El Moussa. You know that? Remember Tariq? And now he's married like a younger version of...
Younger, hotter version of her.
Of her. And so they have to come out every month with some kind of mindless something, right? Tariq is... he can't have gluten, right?
Oh, one of those?
Whole story.
Yeah.
A whole story on celiac.
Yeah. About him shitting in different bathrooms
that
he's renovating.
They're just not being able to tolerate American gluten, which no one can, right?
Does he, in those fixer-uppers, do you think before the construction crew comes in, he dumps out in the bathrooms and he's just jiggles the handle and he's like, hey.
And don't you think with those, and don't you think with those construction crews, it is a dominance play?
Because
you know they're going to do it.
Yep.
So he's like, guess what? You're going to go on top of mine.
Yeah.
Don't think that you're...
Shit first.
Yeah.
The rest of you fucking grumps can shit afterward
shit
on top
after
of me and have it pile up.
And then make sure this thing works by the open house.
Yeah. May 31st.
Yep.
Okay. We're on HGTV. Okay.
Yep. So, okay.
Yeah. Maybe. Another hilarious one here, because it's endless today. I mean, it's just one of those days where the Lord have giveth, and he is not taketh anything today. He is giveth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Giveth, Jabes.
Yeah.
We got Zahara.
Who's Zahara?
Yeah. Jolie Pitt. Were you aware that that was one of their...
yeah.
Children, one of the Somali ones. Or...
I'm sure I've heard it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You think she's Somali? What do we got there?
I think they went to Haiti. Was it Haitian?
No idea here. No idea. But she's all grown and she's like the oldest now. So she's in her second year at Spelman College.
Yep.
Which was obviously one of the plot lines in A Different World. It's a different world.
Yeah, yeah.
The spinoff of The Cosby Show, pre-rapes, obviously. And she
No, rapes
is...
were going on during that time.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, yeah. It was decades.
I didn't know.
Yeah. It was actually even before The Cosby Show came on the air. Yeah. Okay. Nothing was pre-rape. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
It was all during rape.
Yeah, during rape. There. So she joined an all-black sorority, obviously, because it's an all-black college.
Yes.
It's an HBCU.
Yes.
Alpha Kappa Alpha, a.k.a. in the house. And they got a picture of her with Angelina Jolie. It's gonna sound weird to say, but you know, Somalis and Ethiopians,
I gotta say this,
it's not Nubian,
okay,
it's that specific Ethiopian look where they just age rapidly, like overnight, where you're like, oh shit, you were 5 years old and now you're 47 and you drive a cab or whatever it is, right? I'm looking at the picture of her here. The hairline starting back around Stevie Wonder right now. Have you seen Stevie in a while? It's all the way back. I mean, it's just
a ponytail at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. This is where she's at the tender age of, you know, 19, 20 here as a sophomore in college. And it's weird to see where you're like, oh, shit, with all that money. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt and everything else. Like, they couldn't fix a hairline on a Somali, you know?
Right. Right.
You can't fix a hairline on an Ethiopian where you're like, holy shit, no, that's going to happen anyways.
Right.
And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
No, I do.
I'm going to show you that pic. I'm going to I'm going to wind it around. And you're like, oh, no, no. She looks older than Angelina Jolie. She's a sophomore in college.
Yeah.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're like, God damn, man. All that money. You're flying on PJs your whole life, everything else. And you still can't stop those jeans.
Right.
Know?
Right.
Now, the Asian one, shit. He looks like fucking Short Round in Indiana Jones. He looks great. He still looks like he's fucking 8 years old, tying blocks to his feet so he can drive Indiana Jones around the city. You know?
Right, right. Good for him.
Here's the antidote to the poison you just drank, Dr. Jones. He looks fine. And that's what the Asian culture will do for you here. Man, that Somali, that Ethiopian culture, though, it just speeds up time.
Right, right.
It's a reverse Benjamin Button type sitch, you know, where it's just like, oh, I remember you on the red carpet, and and then now you're 47 years old at the age of 20. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Strange.
For sure. I say move on to the next story.
Well, James.
I don't listen.
I could spend another 30.
Yeah, Shan.
I could spend a tight 30 on this if you really wanted me to, but mm-hmm. I'll refrain. The next one up, I mean, again, just amazing here. This is GQ doing its annual Men of the Year back patent contest here. Now, you're probably saying, what's the controversy? What is it? You know, it's the 2023 Men of the Year issue. They've been doing this for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe longer, actually.
Right.
You know, and it's just the top dudes or whatever. I remember reading it as a young man myself thinking, damn, man, it'd be fucking dope to be in there. Be Man of the Year in GQ. They usually pick like actors, comedians, the whole thing. Kind of the similar list to what we ran down with the People's Sexiest Man of the Year, right?
Yeah, it's all a publicist. You know.
Sure. And it's usually fun and everybody's having a good time. Great photos and all that other stuff. And it's just dudes being dudes. You know?
Right, right.
Men being men.
Yeah.
This year they were like, nah, let's pop somebody else on the Men of the Year issue there.
Men of Men of the Year?
Correct. Correct. Now, who is that? You want to tell the audience who that is?
It's Kim Kardashian.
In a male suit.
In an oversized, ill-fitting suit, eating Cheetos and licking her Cheeto finger.
Yes.
And hair wet.
Why not?
Gosh, she's really jumped the shark, huh?
I
think in general. To be honest with you.
So back to your point.
She cannot get
thing,
it right?
Right.
Yeah.
Who like usually Kris Jenner makes all the right moves. I know they're going after this massive Skims campaign to take over the goddamn world. And they're going to win in that, by the way. It's probably going to be worth $40 billion or something crazy. But this one's one you sit out and be like, you know, I think I might be a little bit too overexposed. I'm going to go ahead and sit out the cover for the 2023 Men of the Year issue.
Caitlyn didn't sit it out.
Well, that was Woman of the Year.
She's not going to sit it. Exactly.
It was Woman of the Year. This mm-hmm. is men. This mm-hmm. is men on this one.
Yeah. So I think Kim's like, look, Bruce, you're not going to sit it out. I'm not going to sit it out.
Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
That family is fucking insane.
Insane. Insane.
And I think the star is falling a little bit.
It doesn't matter at this point here. I mean, is that kind of the point of all of this shit? Like, I had this conversation yesterday in detail with some investors where you're like, all right, if you're able to do something cool in this world, you should have a product. You said has something else. Like, we've got Hard AF Seltzer, you know,
right.
Obviously full disclosure here because we're going after the big paycheck and the generational wealth and the comfort of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
With them, I think this Skims thing is genius, to be honest with you, the makeup line and all of it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I mean, they are going to walk away with billions of dollars, essentially from one sex tape and then a mom making all the right decisions behind the scenes. And so maybe they don't care. That was the other part of this is, you know what? Maybe at this point, because you are getting close to going, you know that company's going public on the New York Stock Exchange.
Which company?
Skims.
Okay.
So maybe at this point, they're like, you know what? We don't care. Like, we've got enough money and all the things that it doesn't really matter. What do you think?
Yeah, but I do think they will. I would like to think that they're that level-headed, but I also don't think that. I think that they're just like want to more and more. They can never be too rich. They can never have too many followers. They can never. I do believe that that is how they are, right?
I don't know. I wonder if there's ever a point where any of them kind of look at it, because I saw some clips here online, and look, it could all be fucking bullshit, mm-hmm. but where the one sister, who's the one married to Travis Barker?
Courtney.
Where she was like, fuck you, all this shit is fake, you guys are fake, I hate all this shit, I don't want to do it anymore. Rob, the brother, the fat brother, has already mm-hmm. checked out of that show, he's not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of down to Kim and Khloe at this point. Right?
Yeah.
Kanye's not around.
No. Kim, Khloe, and Chris, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
And so at that point, do you just look at the bank account and you're like, get these fucking cameras out of my face and get these people out of here?
No.
God, that's so depressing to hear.
No. I mean, absolutely not. They could have ended their show on E at
yes.
that moment.
Yes.
It was a perfect time to end. It was, you know what I mean?
But
well, actually, it wasn't, because they had the Kanye drama. So they had
and
to,
the Skims coming out. So they
right.
had to go public with that. And now they're doing this huge press tour with it. So that part I understand. But it's like, God damn, you got to look at this shit now and be like, dude, we have enough. Like, I just get these cameras out of my fucking face, you know? Even today, recording a show without cameras.
Isn't
great.
It great?
It's great.
Why don't we get to some sponsors?
Oh, shall we, Jabes? Ghostbed.com/drinking bros. 50% off, Jabes. Earth thing hot
door. Beep beep beep.
Yeah, that's nice. Oh, that's real nice, Jabes.
Beep beep beep.
Oh, give me one more.
Beep beep beep.
Yeah. Big fan of that, Jabes. Big fan of that. Big fan of all these savings. The holiday season is here, Jesse. It's here. It's all over our faces, backs, bodies, calves, everywhere. You name it, it's here, okay? Mattress is 50% off. Pillows, 50% off. RV mattress is 50% off. Sheets, 50% off.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So take advantage of it. Look, holidays are coming up. If you're one of those couples who splits a big item for Christmas, great one to get. Everybody needs a brand new bedroom set. Beauty of it is you can put as many items in the cart as you want. And then at checkout, you know, there's a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest. As long as you have decent credit over there, you check that box. The 50% off promo code of Drinking Bros there. Is good with that and stretch it out over 3 years. 50% off everything, and then you can stretch everything out over 3 years at ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Yes, you can get a brand new bedroom set today if you want to for you and your loved ones. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Next up, Jabes. Oh, we got our good friends from Diet Smoke. For those of you new to THC, we'll break it down for you. Diet Smoke crafts their premium THC products from 100% American-grown hemp. Speaking of crafting, by the way, the fellas over there at Diet Smoke cooked up another can't-miss product. Their new shrooms, THC-blended gummies, have launched, and they're flawless. Each gummy packs a dose of uplifting THC and euphoric mushroom in there. Refreshing flavor, great vibes, all discreetly shipped, so you can't lose there. Get it shipped to your house. Your wife won't know if you're on mushrooms, you know? Won't know if you're on THC. It's going to be discreetly shipped to your house. Each Diet Smoke product is third-party lab-tested to ensure that you're only getting the best ingredients and nothing else. They've got all their lab results right on the bag, too. There's a little QR code. You can scan it, and they'll tell you when it was made. Now, what truly sets Diet Smoke apart is their commitment to their customers. If you don't absolutely love your experience, their customer service team standing by, waiting to take care of you. Now, here's the fun part for all our listeners. You can go to DietSmoke.com. Use the promo code Drinking Bros for 15% off. Anyone, tell a shout it from the rooftops. DietSmoke.com, promo code Drinking Bros, 15% off over there. Remember, you must be 21 years or older to purchase. Enjoy responsibly, and cheers to Diet Smoke. It's the only place we get these THC gummies, dog. 10 milligrams all the way up to 150. You can have yourself a merry little Christmas with those fuckers. Great stocking stuffer. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com, Jabes.
Oh, yeah. It's
live
going
in Florida.
Down.
Live in Florida. Live in Georgia. Live in Alabama. Live in Tennessee. Live in North Carolina. Live in Ohio. Oh, come on. Why? Why? Now, let's say you're going to that Georgia-Tennessee game. Knoxville, Tennessee. Head on in to Total Wines. Grab some fucking 8% seltzer. Go down there to University Liquors over there. Knoxville, Tennessee. We're everywhere. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, that Shell station on 1405 University Boulevards, all stocked up. Tiger Liquors in Auburn, all over Georgia, Atlanta, every Piggly Wiggly down there in both the states, every single Total Wine pretty much in the southeast. We're live in Wilmington, North Carolina, the Total Wines right now. Come on out to Randall's. Get yourself some hard AF seltzer. We're going to be everywhere soon, baby. All you got to do, Outer Banks we're in. Those brew-throughs. Just go to the hardafseltzer.com websites, click on the store locator, type in your city or zip, and it'll take you to the closest store. Now, if you're not in or around one of those six states, we still ship right to your house. Go to hardafseltzer.com today. Support us and support the show. JB's. Got a little party tonight. All your friends are coming. Are you excited?
I'm having a party.
Are you excited?
Yes, I'm excited.
Oh, I bet you are. I bet you are, Jabes.
I really am, yeah.
Streisand's going to be there tonight. Barbara Streisand's going to sing tonight.
Is she?
Yeah, I didn't want to tell anybody.
Her and Bette Midler?
Yeah, they're both going to be there, and they're going to sing a song. I think they're going to sing God Bless America to start off the party tonight.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Or whatever the opposite of that is.
Yeah.
So the latest and greatest from her, because she's still promoting that book, which we talked about last week, is she says she can't live in the USA anymore if Donald John Trump is reelected. She's going to have to move.
Are we starting that again?
We are. We've already started it. Okay. And I just wanted to kind of give everybody a heads up, okay? We're now less than a year away from the election. People are starting to panic. They're starting to freak the fuck out.
Sure.
This is it. So at least we have this down in writing, on an interview, whatever. She says she can't live in the U.S. if Trump wins. Can't live in this country. Mm-hmm. I will move. This is her exact statement. I will move. Okay. I can't live in this country if he became president. And that's what she told Stephen Colbert last night.
Okay.
So she's going to have to leave. And she said probably to England. She goes, I like England.
Mm. Okay.
Interesting, right?
Uh-huh.
England.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. How old is she?
Streisand.
Yeah.
What did we say? 70?
I don't know. I forget what we said. Because now the age comes into question here, right? Mm-hmm. If Babs moves over there, is she old enough to die there? And that's what I need to know. Is that dark?
Yeah.
81. Okay, she's 81 years old. Actually, shit.
What?
Yeah, she's 81. No, she's going to be 80. She's 80 fucking two.
What?
No, she's 81. She's 81. Oh, I was wrong. I'm sorry. She's 81 years old. Okay. So she would more than likely die there because she'll be 82 when he gets in office. And then she'll have to live there until she's close to 87. She'll be 86 and a half there. And then Babs would die in England. Okay?
Yeah.
She would die over there in England. And I'm fine with that. A lot of these people who make comments like this, who say, I've got to get out of here. She says the political climate in the United States is bad. She also says, I like Biden. I think he's done a good job. I think he's compassionate. He's smart. And he supports the right things. Terrible president. And you're rich enough that it doesn't matter. The rest of us are paying the fucking price here. But good for you. You know, good for you. You got somebody old and dumb in there, and that's fine. But now that we've started this little game, this is going to continue. I think Rob Reiner's probably next. He's going to say, I'm leaving. Remember it was Alec Baldwin, 2016? He's like, I'm moving. I'm leaving the country if Donald Trump gets elected. He didn't leave, which
no,
is weird.
And now he's kind of more leaning towards that way, I think.
Towards,
he loves Tim Dillon. He has him on his show. So, yeah, I think Rob Reiner actually is doing a podcast now. Very
is
high
really?
In the charts. But it's all about the JFK conspiracy. So is that like...
That's what his podcast's about?
Mm-hmm. Is that super liberal? I don't know.
That's a weird one.
It's a weird one to go... Now, listen, any,
it's a really weird one.
Any kind of conspiracy, I don't view as liberal, right? But maybe I should.
I'm not sure. It's... it seems out of touch at this point, right? Like, didn't we do all that? I thought we were past JFK getting his brains blown out. I think we're...
No, but we're not past, like, speculating about the Jack Ruby of it all and all of that,
but
right?
I
don't mind speculating.
Well, here's the sitch, right? So he was a Democrat, JFK.
Mm-hmm.
What's the answer then? That it's the FBI, right? Which is what we think. We think it's the CIA and the FBI who did it, and that's fine. But then you would have to apply... If you're him, at least one would think you would apply the same standards to what's going on today.
Right.
And what's happening with the FBI and CIA now.
Or is he saying, was it the mob?
Who knows? Again,
I think that's where he's leaning in this.
We've done 800 fucking movies about this. Costner did one. I mean, I'm all good on JFK at this point.
Right.
I don't know that we need to rehash this or have another fucking podcast. Rob Reiner's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, dude. Yeah, exactly. In
I
between
mean, someone
meals.
Else is hosting it, but they kind of cut back to him. He kind of wrote a story about it. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's making it fun and flirty.
Okay. I mean, I just don't understand, dude. Look, I loved him growing up, man. He had some of the best movies of all time. Some of the best comedies of all time. If you would have told me this is the person he would turn into now, I would say no. There's no fucking way, dude.
Right.
So, yeah, he's another one. I hope he says the same thing. I hope he moves, and then he ends up dying with Trump in office. Because my favorite one was that black dude who was just like, you know, Donald Trump will get elected over my dead body, and then he ended up dying right after that, and it was great. But I just want to give everybody a heads up that we're there. We're under a year, and you're going to hear more and more statements like this coming out. The weird thing to me is maybe it's just me on this one. There doesn't seem to be this in-your-face coverage every single day. Have you noticed it?
Of what?
Of the election.
No.
It doesn't seem to be jammed in your face every single day. It's weird. It feels like the outcome is already predetermined. Where, great, it's going to be Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. Unless, you know, something weird happens and old boy. Is it old?
Is it old or old?
Old boy.
It's old boy, I think.
Unless he steps down.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of it there. And then this is a ho-hum primary type sitch, and then that's kind of it. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, it doesn't have the same thing that the lead up to 2020 had, or the lead up to 2016 had. We're kind of just cruising on through November here. Next week is Thanksgiving. After that, nobody really gives a shit because we're all heading towards the holidays, right? With Christmas,
yeah,
and then New Year's. And then, boom, we'll kind of pop back out of this on the other side in January and be like, all right, well, shit. We're 10 months away from the election, you know?
Yeah.
Strange. And maybe it's because it's the same people running again for the last three election cycles. This will be the third in a row that Trump is running.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Biden was trying to run in 2016, right? And didn't they nuke him out and say, hey, we're throwing all our support behind Hillary.
Yeah.
You got to sit this one out. And then they did that. So maybe it's that of like, all right, cool, man. We've seen this fucking movie before three times now, and we just don't care, right?
Yeah.
Streisand saying that bullshit, not surprising, obviously. But the rest of it, meh. It's kind of just going under the radar. We're not even seeing commercials and shit.
Right.
You know? And I'm sure that'll ramp back
up.
But
yeah, it's going to, right?
It's going to, but even now you're like, okay, cool. Like the debates and shit, nobody really cared about that. You know, we weren't really stopping what we were doing.
Right.
And just being like, oh man, I got to go pull my pants down and watch this debate. You know?
Yeah.
Because you know I always say that.
Pull your pants down and watch.
I always tell you, hey, hun, after we put the kids to bed, I'm going to go outside in the living room, pull my pants down and watch the debates.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's just how I like to watch it.
Yeah. You're just like, that's just you.
Stars. They're just like us. You know?
You're a star?
I don't. Did I say that or did you? I can't.
Listen.
Who knows? We don't have a live chat here to fact check, so I don't know. It almost feels like you said it, which, look, I appreciate it. And yes, I do feel loved. I do. And it's nice to hear it to my doting wife, who's just like, baby, mm-hmm. you're a star.
Baby, you're a star.
Oh, that's nice.
Baby, you're
We should petition for you to do that, by the way.
Do you think we could get enough signatures? Yeah. I think we could.
Change.org.
Let's bring a clipboard with the signatures tonight because there is going to be a lot of people there. And I think we could do it.
Change.org. And it's like, mm-hmm. hey, get Jesse to do the halftime show. But doing Usher's greatest hits.
Mm-hmm.
Is it weird that I don't know any other songs besides that? Off the top
you
of my
do.
Head. I know I do, yeah, but yeah, off the yeah. top of my head, all whenever I hear Usher, all I think is you doing that noise.
Then it's worked. It's worked.
If I'm, you know, on my deathbed and there's music playing in the background and that song comes on,
mm-hmm.
I'll be like, could you guys press stop real quick and just have Jesse do it, my wife do it?
Right.
You know,
Yeah.
Breaking news. Here's some fun news. Oakland A's officially became the Las Vegas A's, so they're doing it. They're moving the baseball to Las Vegas, and they're going to blow up the Tropicana Hotel. But
the stadium there? Everyone we talked to there, I mean, some excited, but pretty worried.
Well, it hadn't passed yet. This just passed right now.
They were a lot of people were kind of worried about
traffic.
Yeah, because even with the Golden Knights, they're like, dude, it's gotten crazy. F1's going through. They're like, dude, we won't be able to drive on the strip. And look, be kind of cool if there was no driving on the strip. Just rickshaws and shit.
Well, I don't know if it's rickshaws or like shuttle. I'm not sure what they're going to do. You and I have been to Vegas so many times. I'm trying to wrap my mind around this. I mean, look, we've done a bunch of UFC shit at T-Mobile Center out there, T-Mobile Arena.
Mm-hmm.
They built that directly behind New York, New York. And I would have said the same thing of like, I mean, because that holds 20,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's where the Vegas Golden Knights play. It's where all the UFC fights are, all the fun shit. They got big concerts there and everything else. I would have said the same thing earlier of like, oh, hey, too much traffic is going to be fucking crazy and everything else. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
You and I even popped over there just for some beers and see the afternoon crowd.
Oh, yeah. Over at the
for the game. And it was fine. We got a cab and we got the fuck out of there and it was all right.
Yeah.
So maybe not. Now, this one's a little different because it's in the middle of the strip there. I mean, the Tropicana is right there, right?
Yeah.
I did a gig there with, who do we do with? Oh, Travis Pastrana for the History Channel.
Mm-hmm.
We did some of the pre-interviews and pre-show stuff and everything else. And then he ended up doing Drinking Bros. And we did a fun little piece where it was like, hey, if this is your last interview ever.
Right.
Do you want to say goodbye to people?
Right.
You got a good hearty chuckle out of it. Mm. His team did not, but I did.
Listen.
I did. But it was right behind the Tropicana. So we did it. There was a huge, like parking lot and all kinds of other shit there and everything else. So, you know, yeah, if you blew it up and I guess kind of put it right behind there, you might be all right. I could see how the locals would be pissed off by it because now they've got to drive into the strip to go and see their favorite teams. So maybe you're not going to get the locals, but it could be one of those tourist things where it's like, man, Vegas Golden Knights are always sold out. If you haven't been and you're just visiting Las Vegas and they're in town, it's one of those things where you're like, hey, you want to walk over there and go see this because it's fucking cool.
Right.
So maybe that's going to be the same way with baseball. I like it. I think it's fun. The more cool shit that Vegas has like that, I think keeps it popular. The other side of this to consider, because this just got passed yesterday, is they legalized gambling in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to turn Miami, Hollywood, Florida, all that stuff, you know, kind of leading up the coast there into
Miami.
They want to turn it into to Vegas. And they're calling it Vegas with a beach. So that was the headline yesterday. And you're like, oh, well, shit. Okay. Because I'd been to that casino, was it 3 or 4 years ago? We did the Logan Paul thing there. We'd all stop by afterwards with Chuck Liddell. That's where those guys were staying and everything else. And it was, you could go in and gamble, but it was like the weird games, you know?
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, hey, you got to play this three hands or whatever the fuck it is. And then somebody else is the house and blah, blah, like sucked. Yeah. But now that it's legalized and you could have full on casinos and all that other shit in Miami. Fuck, dude. Where would you rather go?
Yeah.
Where would you personally rather go?
Miami.
Right?
Yeah.
Because there's a beach and it's. I think just because of the beach element.
Yeah, just because of the beach element.
You go to Vegas, like I won't go to Vegas in the summers. You and I will not do it. It's too fucking hot.
Yeah.
And it's not, look, Vegas isn't crazy expensive or anything because there's other ways to do it, right? There's a million hotels and all that stuff. But if you're going to give me the choice of Vegas versus
I think Vegas should turn Miami into corporate events, conferences, business trips only. BravoCon. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then Miami should be like where you actually
party,
vacation. Yeah. Not working.
Right.
But Vegas is turning into kind of the perfect place to meet for business or for, again, a BravoCon was perfect there. You could do all levels of if you want to go super expensive, if you want to stay at Circus, however you want your experience to be.
Yeah.
It can be.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if it's New York or something like this, Miami even, there's probably going to be, you know, there's one level that you can do.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm curious to see how this all shakes out. I mean, partly, I guess, because you and I did this story, what, 5 or 6 months ago with New York. New York doing the same thing. They legalized gambling. And Jay-Z is trying to put a casino there in Times Square. Remember when we did that story?
Yeah.
So, I mean, are we just going to get oversaturated with this shit once all 50 states become legal here? Is there going to be casinos, you know, like on every fucking block? I don't know how this is all going to turn out.
Right.
Because you and I used to go to AC back in the day, Atlantic City, and it's just like, all right, a lot of that shit was empty.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know how it is now, but.
It's not.
It was definitely like a ghost town.
Not great. Because I remember Trump tried to open up a bunch of shit there. And it's some of it didn't even make it through halfway through the construction because nothing was doing well.
Right.
The casinos were losing money. The last time I was there, it was fucking dead. It was a ghost town.
Right.
The only thing that people were there for were, God, where was I staying at? Might have been the Tropicana, actually. But the only thing that was there was this club. And inside the club was a beach.
The club?
Club.
Oh, okay.
So at the club, there was a beach. Mm-hmm. And we had walked by. There was a sign in there that said DJ Pauly D was spinning there.
Oh, my God. I would love.
In Jersey, in Atlantic City.
Of course.
So, yes, that brought a lot of people out. Now, obviously, I didn't go. But I walked in, and I was like, what do they mean a beach inside a fucking... So you walked in and it was like Biodome with like Pauly Shore.
Oh, okay.
There was a dome over it, and the pool itself had sand up until about 3 feet in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So you could just kind of dance inside the pool, like on the sand, and do like fun things.
You
and then
could.
The rest of it became a pool, right?
Or you could kill yourself. Yeah. Two options there.
Well, here's what else is, this is your personal nightmare, but I love it, is so it was heated. So the water was heated,
mm-hmm.
and you're inside this biodome.
Yeah. So all fake, everything.
All fake, and you could, there was a heat, like you were almost in the early stages of a sauna. Like if you just walked in and maybe turned on the sauna for like 2 minutes, right? It's not fully hot, but it's warm, and you're like, oh. So I asked this dude, I was like, what's the fucking sitch with this? And he's like, it's so people can still wear like shorts and skirts and, you know, feel sexy like they're in a club, but at a beach in the water and everything else. And I was like, oh, God, dude, I couldn't imagine what that fucking place looked like at the end of the night as far as the water goes. Blood, drinks, semen,
pee,
all of it, like all feces. Over the water.
They're not draining it for fecal emergency.
Well, you know what happened, right?
What?
People probably dumped out a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Probably some period blood. Like all the things were in that water at the end of the night. Oh yeah.
Yes, yeah. Lots of yeast. It's just a mother dough in
and
there.
And then Pauly D, dude. Pauly D is just, you know. Scratching records, and everybody's in this dirty ass pool in Atlantic City,
mm-hmm.
just living their fucking lives. I laughed for 1,000 years. And you know those chain restaurants that they pass off as like a nice steakhouse or whatever, right? That was next door to it.
Sure.
So I just popped over there to have some food. It was like a Wolinsky Brothers or whatever the
fuck
it is.
McCormick.
Yeah. It was something like that. And I was like, man, the irony of this whole fucking place right now.
Yep.
It's just nuts. And I went to bed and I around, you know, the 9:30-ish area, and I saw people starting to pile in. They looked exactly like you thought they were.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just ready to go for it. You wanted to tell the girls, though, in advance of, like, look, the humidity in that goddamn biodome is going to kill you. Like, so you don't even bother with hair or anything else. Like, just get and dunk your face and body into the fecal matter water.
God.
Yes. What, Jesse? That's life. Dirty shoes kicked off.
It's
spray
not,
tans
it's not
running.
Life, dude.
Spray tans running all over the water.
It's not life.
And I thought to myself, well, this is fun here for Atlantic City, right?
Right.
What if this was everywhere? Then we'd all just become these disgusting humans who are going to clubs inside biodomes, gambling and all that other stuff. Because you could actually gamble in Atlantic City. So it was full slots, tables, all that shit, right? You just couldn't bet on sports.
Right.
But they got the biodome. Now the biodome actually brought people out to the place that was empty. So maybe these will start popping up everywhere. And maybe we just become a whole country full of casinos, biodomes, fecal matter, period blood,
mm-hmm.
Yeast infection, like all of it. Yep. And it's just like, all right, great, man. And then maybe we become a stronger culture after that.
Sure.
We don't have to worry about masks or getting boosters or anything else because our immune systems will be so goddamn high off of all the bullshit we're doing in all these weird cities.
The spike booster?
Yeah, that it won't matter anymore. It won't matter. I don't even know what the spike booster is.
Yeah, so it's kind of like... You're saying you care, but you don't care.
Mm-mm. No, I don't care. I think as a society we should stop caring, right?
Oh, okay.
But the only way to do that is to get everybody into these biodomes.
Fecal matter, yeah.
Yes.
Just a lot of fecal. Yeah, yeah. And the, you know, hygiene hypothesis everywhere. Just make everything kind of full of germs and just a little bit of COVID everywhere on every surface.
Yeah.
And I think we all will become stronger mutant species with antibodies that are, you know, Terminator level.
It's great, right?
Yeah.
Like, are you amped about it? I'm in.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm in for it.
But I'm already, you know, I'm already there.
But I saw that
I'm
future.
Already there.
Yeah, I saw that future years ago, and I was like, all right, with all this shit opening, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what all of this is. Even that little A stadium looks like a little biodome on top of it. I saw the renderings for it. It looks nice, but it looks like a little biodome.
Yeah, I mean, stadiums are little biodomes, aren't they?
Not this. This one is like see-through where you're like, oh, all right, I can see the sky. But it's way too fucking hot for baseball, so there's definitely going to be a dome over it, you know?
Yeah, man.
So
I think every new stadium is going to be a dome at this point.
Probably.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you?
You spring for the dome.
Okay.
Spring for the dome, right? In case. Why wouldn't you?
Spring for the dome.
Come on. Stop being poor.
Stop being poor. Spring for the dome, Jesse says. But I think it's all going to be fine. Look, us as a society, I think we'll probably just be living inside a fucking dome around the earth at one point, too.
Yeah.
A couple countries I like to dome off and just let them fucking kill each other. But, you know.
Oh, okay. So you move on from bombing China to just doming.
Doming it. Just all,
right.
All of a sudden we've, what the, you wake up in the morning, you do it in the middle of the night and you're like, holy shit. We in a fucking dome, dude? Who domed us in the middle of the night?
Can they still get my stuff out?
Yeah. Like your HEB order and Amazon or?
No, like my phone or my sweater that I order. Do you know what I mean? Can they get it out of the dome? Is there going to be?
Oh, for China.
There'll be an
exit door.
Dome to dome?
Yeah, dome to dome.
A dome to dome walkway?
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Okay.
Weird show here, dude. I love it. I love these shows on Thursday.
Do you think they can they hear the waves?
Maybe.
Maybe it's, not.
You're here in Wilmington here, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got,
you know?
I just put in bird sounds.
That'd be great. All throughout it. You should just put just ocean sounds at
oh
the end
of this.
Oh,
my gosh. Yeah.
And then if you're listening to this late at night, you can just fall asleep, you know?
Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, kids. Look, we're back in the studio next week. Video will return. We'll be there, okay?
Yeah.
I love it. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away at that point. Looking forward to the party tonight. We're partying, Jabes.
It's going to be such a fun party.
Party, party. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Tryna get a little VI, keep her down on the low key. You should know how it feels. I started shorty, she was checking up for me. From the game, she was spitting in my ear. You would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat.
Okay.
Conversation got heavy.
Hey.
She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Oh, watch out!
Told me,
yeah.
Having my girl, she be the best of all me.
20, but that just ain't me. Hey, cause I don't know if I take that chance, just where's it gonna lead? But what I do love is the way she dance, make shawty all right for me. The way she get love, I'm like, yeah, just work that out for me. She asked for one more dance and I'm like, yeah, how the hell am I supposed to lead? And I said,
so conspicuous and wild. These women all on the prowl. If you hold the head steady, I'ma melt the cow. And forget about game, I'ma spit the truth. I won't stop till I get them in they birthday suits. So give me the rhythm and it'll be off with they clothes. Then bend over to the front and touch your toes. I left the jag and I took the rolls. If they ain't cutting, then I put them on foot patrol. How you like me now when my pinky's valued over 300,000? Let's drink, you the one to please. Little Chris filled cups like double D's. Me and Ursh, what's more when we leaves them dead? We want a lady in the street, but a freak in a bed that say,
yeah, yeah, got down.
Sure, got the voice to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Ludacris got the flow to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go.